Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Once again, the Biden administration is promoting mass delusion at the expense of women's rights. Males have stolen at least 30 titles from female athletes between 2003 and 2022, and if the Biden administration has its way, many more titles could be stolen in the near future, in addition to scholarships and other opportunities. Earlier this year, Biden officials announced a proposed regulation allowing students to participate in sports teams, quote, consistent with their gender identity, end quote. In other words, boys who identify as girls could compete among and against girls in girls and women's sports. Identify means basically saying they are girls. They don't have to dress like girls or in any other way distinguish themselves as female. The rule also lowers the age of application to kindergarten, dangerously attempting to normalize the idea that elementary-age children can fully understand the implications of identifying as the opposite sex. The regulation would override state laws protecting female student athletes from being forced to compete against or share a locker room with boys and men. It would also bar federally funded schools from implementing a categorical ban on boys who identify as girls from participating in girls' sports. Currently, 21 states have passed legislation to protect women's sports in recent months, but those new laws would all be nullified with Biden's new proposal. While the Biden administration claims it will allow schools some flexibility, pro-family advocates believe schools will face federal intervention over poorly defined offenses. For example, the proposed rule states that schools may only lock men out of the women's locker rooms if it is, quote, substantially related to the achievement of an important educational objective, end quote. And schools must minimize harms to any student excluded from participating in sports with the opposite sex. Title IX was initially implemented to protect opportunities that were previously denied to women and girls. However, the Biden administration's new rule would unravel Title IX. If it takes effect, women's sports, at least in schools, could be eradicated. According to U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, sports will soon, quote, be divided into a team of men and a team of folks who used to be men, while women are sidelined from the opportunity to compete, end quote. Biological realities tell us it's entirely illogical to allow men to compete against women in sports and pretend that the competition is fair. When competing against women, men boast an advantage even greater than if an athlete were taking performance-enhancing drugs. Men have 10 to 30% greater muscle strength, greater bone density, better oxygen efficiency, larger heart and lungs, and 10% more overall body mass, among other advantages. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Christiana Kiefer says, quote, the Biden administration's proposed rules are a slap in the face to female athletes who deserve equal opportunity to compete in their sports, end quote. Wisconsin legislators last session introduced bills designed to protect women's and girls' sports at both the K-12 and collegiate levels. The Assembly passed the bills, but the Senate did not take up either of them. Governor Evers, who has repeatedly voiced his support for the entirety of the LGBTQ+ agenda, and in particular for the transgender craze, would have undoubtedly vetoed the bill. However, having the discussion in public is important. In this current session, no bills dealing with this issue have yet been introduced. The law required that the department allow time for public input. That time is over. Now we wait to see whether the officials will actually adopt and enforce the rule. Much is at stake with this issue, including whether we will allow the respect and dignity of female athletes to be violated at the behest of gender-confused men and a delusional administration. But it goes beyond that. Ultimately, this is about denying the Creator God who created male and female and then pronounced his human creations as being very good. We dare not be part of even tacitly condoning that which blasphemes our thrice holy God. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you the prophet Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, president of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.